AircheckDownloads.com. American Top 40. We're on our way to the number one song in the land.
Number 19.
Since 1977, Lou Gramm has been in the countdown 14 times, singing on hits by the band Foreigner. He also co-wrote 10 of those hits. Well, now he's branching out with a solo career. Here's Lou Gramm singing a song he co-wrote with Bruce Turgeon. It's called Midnight Blue. Midnight Blue, Lou Gramm's first solo hit, jumps 5 notches this week on American Top 40 and lands at number 19. Now, we're up to the English band, whose flamboyant lead singer has long, semi-braided hair and wears makeup, including eyeliner and lipstick. He's not Boy George, he's Pete Burns, the 26-year-old lead singer of Dead or Alive. Pete once owned Liverpool's trendiest clothing shop, so he's always been up on fashion. Then, in the early 80s, he got into the music scene because he says, quote, "England was in a gloomy state then. People channeled their creativity into fashion and music." So Pete Burns combined both. As the leader of Dead or Alive, he became known for his chic outfits of leather, silk, and satin. He fancies gloves, too, and the occasional eye patch. Pete's what they call a real gender bender. Pete says he's been acting and dressing this way for a long time, but he credits Boy George with opening a lot of people's minds. Pete told writer Betty Page, "Boy George made it easy for me to get a cab. People used to think if you looked odd, you had no money. But now they know." End of quote. That's Pete Burns bowing to Boy George. This week, Pete's in our survey with his band Dead or Alive at number 18. Here's Brand New Lover. What I really need to do is find myself a brand new lover. Second top 40 hit for the Liverpool band called Dead or Alive. That song recently hit number 1 on Billboard's dance chart. Peaked last week on the pop chart at number 15. This week slides 3 notches to 18 on American Top 40 as the countdown rocks on.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine.
Number 17.
Now we're up to the current hit by a superstar who made her first record when she was only 14 years old. It was a gospel song. Later, this singer began to mix rhythm and blues with gospel, and in 1961, she got her first hit, Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. Well, a quarter of a century later, she's now charting with her 40th top 40 hit. She sings it with George Michael. Here are George and Aretha with I Knew You Were Waiting.
Like a warrior that fights, I didn't want to.
I Knew You Were Waiting. Aretha Franklin and George Michael singing together for the first time. They hit number 1 in Britain and Holland with that duet, and this week they jump 6 notches to number 17 on American Top 40. And the countdown rocked on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.